Season 3 of Podcast Stories has just wrapped, and my guests in this season share incredible stories about overcoming adversity, difficult times in their lives, and much more. In this episode, I'm going to take a recap of these guests and share their stories with you. In episode 1, Fitz Kohler of The Fitness Show and author of the book My Noisy Cancer Comeback shared how her life changed when she was diagnosed with breast cancer and how she used that as a starting point for her inspiring fight against it.
Nobody told me XYZ was going to happen. So they tell you up front with chemo, oh, you might feel sick, you might be extra tired, you might be bald. Nobody tells you that your eyes may change colors or that your fingernails may rot out while on your hands and stink to high hell. Nobody told me any of those things. So as the accumulation of side effects became the size of a mountain, it turned humorous. You know, it was one of those things where I thought, holy crap, this is so funny.
In episode 2, I spoke with Roman Mironov of the B version 2.0 of Yourself podcast. Roman talked about his work as a personal relationship coach and the importance of defining what's healthy and non-healthy in your relationships.
You know, you see, masturbation in and of itself, it oftentimes it's not really a problem. The problem is that when you rewire your brain to associate sexual pleasure with porn and your hand rather than normal sex. And because many people start this habit in teenage years, it becomes so ingrained that it's so difficult to get it out of their head later. So I always encourage parents to have this conversation about masturbation as early as possible.
Episode 3 saw me talking with my wife, Jacqueline Brown, co-host of the Mental Health and Us podcast. Jacqueline shared her 20-year battle with anxiety and depression, as well as the effect an abusive childhood had on her adult life.
I did draw a little bit from my childhood, and I was thinking about this. I was kind of prepared to answer this question, and I didn't really know which way I wanted to go with it, because there are things that I definitely pulled from my childhood and I put into that book. But for the most part, I wrote about the life that I may have wanted at that time when surviving the abuse. So I was acknowledging that the abuse was there, but I wish that it may have gone a little differently.
In episode 4, John Adams of the Dad Pod UK podcast joined me to speak about his experiences as a stay-at-home dad for the last 10 years and how COVID has changed today's generation of kids.
This is a generation that is never going to work 9 to 5 in an office or workplace. You know, they kind of want to hang on. I could be schooled remotely. Why can't I work remotely? And also the online etiquette skills that these kids are developing are going to be second to none. I was talking to another dad about it the other day that, with all the experiences they're getting, they're probably going to be better than the most adults or those kids that have just left university. They've spent so much time online, it's just what they do.
In episode 5, communications pro Paul Sutton of the Digital Download podcast shared some very personal stories about his journey with mental health and the dark places he visited as a younger man. He also shared how he's become an advocate for mental health discussions in the workplace.
I think everyone has to take some time sometimes to just think, you know what, there were certain times in my life where it sucked. It really sucked, but look where I am now. So I think you're right. And I'm sure you've got things in your life as well where you look back and go, but you know what, that was a bad time, but I have grown as a person and in my life and everything else that's come on. I mean, you know, you've got kids and a wife and things, and you must think the same thing at times. And I think that's a valuable thing to do.
James Perdue, host of the Professor of Perseverance podcast, joined me in episode 6, where he talked about being paralysed at age 19 and the sacrifices he and his parents made to ensure he lived the fullest life he could.
Instantaneously, I was paralysed. So I was told I would never walk again, possibly not move from her neck down. And later on, doctors advised my family to put me in a nursing home at the age of 19 because I'd be too much of a burden for them to provide care for. And so can you imagine 19, someone's going to a nursing home? I mean, I understand it happens, but it's just hard to believe something like that goes on.
In episode 7, Stephen Webb of the Stillness in the Storms podcast was incredibly open about his life struggles, from parents divorcing when he was very young to a life-changing accident, and how he used that to forge a positive mindset that everyone can learn from.
But it certainly, it gives you a perspective of, you know, if you've got nothing and you lose everything, you already know that you can lose everything and be okay. Even at that doorway when I was crying, you know, I had no money. I had nothing. I didn't even have my ability to move a foot forward. And being 40 years old, literally bawling your eyes out in front of public on a sunny Saturday afternoon, you don't get much lower than that.
In the final episode of season 3, Lainey Cameron of the Best Women's Fiction podcast spoke about her experiences of being the only female senior executive in the tech world and the toxic masculinity that inspired her to write a book drawn from these experiences.
And I actually mention in the author's note that there's an example of something that I experienced frequently in tech, which is meetings happening at strip clubs, where the guys, we've been in a meeting all afternoon and they say, let's take this meeting to the strip club. And you're faced with this horrible decision as a woman of like, you're either going to say, you know, no, hell no, in which case you're that person. And now you're like out of it because they're going to go anyway. So now you're out of the meeting. Or you're going to go and have the most awkward business meeting in the history of reality where some woman is wiggling her tits and ass over you while you're trying to have a business conversation. Or you're kind of going to make a joke of it and try to be one of the guys, but not kind of, it's horrible. It's just a horrible, horrible situation because there's no good answer in that scenario other than don't do it. Don't suggest it. It's a stupid idea. But that was an example of something I took out of the book because I just thought people are not going to believe that actually happens, even though it happened to me 4 or 5 times over my career.
Thanks for listening to season 3 of Podcast of Stories. I hope you've enjoyed listening to these episodes as much as I've enjoyed recording them. And if you're listening on your favourite podcast app or via the web player on the website, make sure to hop down to the show notes and you'll get links to each episode. If you enjoy the show, be sure to hop on over to podcastofstories.com where you can catch up on any episodes you've missed, as well as sign up for the free newsletter for exclusive content and more. There's also an option to send me a voice message if that's something you want to do, just to give me feedback on an episode or just chat in general. The show will be taking a 4-week break now, but I'll be back with season 4 at the beginning of June. Until then, stay safe and take care.